Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, everyone. This is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Dr. Ann Seifert. And Dr. Ann is an expert on portion control and dieting and how to make your life marvelous, healthy, and live your life to the fullest joy. She also has a new best-selling book, and she's going to tell us all about that, too. So, Dr. Ann, welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Ann, tell us a little bit about how you came to this passion and purpose in life, because you have incredible medical training and expertise, and you decided to settle in on this all-so-important area.
Well, if I go way back, I'll just say that I've always been curious about things, and my natural bend, so to speak, is research. I've always been interested in research, and I've always been interested in problem solving. And when I got involved in public health, I started to think of what could I do that would benefit the most people? Because we were always concentrating on very small issues, I felt. A lot of my research was to look at one variable and how does that interact with another, but I really wanted to do something on a broader level. And so I realized as I looked around at shopping centers that there are many people who are overweight and struggling. I mean, they really are not leading their best lives. And so I think what happened, it just gradually evolved that I kept coming back to it. And then I started to do research on it, and I tried to do the best I could to solve that problem or at least give people a way to go.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I mean, it's so wonderful that people can feel by working with you or by reading your wonderful new bestseller, that kind of support in an area that I think almost everyone has struggled with at some time, and some people have struggled ongoing. I know I speak from experience where that's concerned.
We all do. We all do. Why do you think I was so motivated?
Well, it's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to write the book, because now your message is really getting out to the world and anyone can access it, which is a wonderful thing.
Most of my writing when I was in the research field and in the scientific field was for scientific journals. And they went to a very small group of people. But at the same time, as I was getting my PhD and getting out in the world, I got married. And I was, I guess, at the cusp of the women's movement. And I found that I was not being treated the same way as my male colleagues. And this really got me upset. And I thought, I'm going to write a book about this. So the first book I wrote was His, Mine, and Ours, The Guide to Keeping Marriage from Ruining a Perfectly Good Relationship. And that book is what started me on my writing career. I had been writing all along when I was in high school and when I was in college, I was a writer. But when I got into the research field, all my writing changed and the audience changed. And so this brought me out into a general public where I could really express what I thought needed to be changed. And that is what really got me started on the writing path.
That's fantastic. And we're so glad that you did. So tell us a little bit about what inspires you to do what you do in life so magnificently and inspires you to be creative and write.
I see a problem and I am what I call a little Miss Fix-It. I want to fix everything. I want to fix the world if I could and study I learn, I research, and then when I get this information, I feel I need to share this. And so I think what really inspires me is the fact that I think I may have something that's useful to someone else, and so I want to share it.
Well, share with us now again the name of your book, and share a few favorite tips that you think will help anyone who is struggling with weight control and just living a truly healthy life.
Well, my book is Dr. Ann, Good Health at Hand. And this book will definitely guide you to getting your own program in place. I feel one of the big problems with many of the programs that are out now, the ones that are good, bad, indifferent, whatever, is that they are in a way too structured. And I think there's a kind of a balancing act between teaching people what they need to know to keep their weight under control and then actually have them take ownership for it. Because until you take ownership for your own program, it's not going to happen. You really, here I am giving people advice and I'm saying, well, take my advice, but find your own way. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm giving the foundation for the house, but you have to put the furniture in, you have to put the wallpaper in, it has to be designed so that you can live with whatever it is you decide. And that means I want you to eat the foods you like, I want you to find the exercise that you find enjoyable, and I want you to do something maybe you haven't done before, which is to meditate. Without your mind being accepting of a new body, without your mind saying, hey, I love myself enough to do this, it's not going to happen. So I feel that perhaps the best thing I can do for everyone is to have them read my book, answer the questions, there are practice sections in the book, meditate on it, and find your own way. Find the way that you can do this. The program is flexible enough so that you can put in it whatever you wish. However, the portion control is the one thing that will take some discipline. You will have to learn how to eat less, but I don't know any program where you really can have free rein. When you think about it, the reason that most people have problems with keeping their weight under control is because they've been eating like free-range chickens. They just eat whatever they feel like, however much they want. Well, if that's the diet you're on, then that is the diet that will maintain your present weight or will keep you gaining weight over the years. So something has to change. That's my recommendation.
That is so wonderful. So if a person is not quite to a place where they're loving themselves enough to start, do you have any tips about how they might be able to develop that appreciation to think, I'm worth it, and this is worth doing because I love myself?
Well, you meditate. If you breathe in love, that will help. Loving yourself before you love someone else is probably more important than anything else I can think of. So I think many people are doing so much for others and giving their love to other people perhaps that need it, and at the expense perhaps of not really taking care of themselves. I sometimes think about the airplane routine where they say, put your oxygen mask on first before you try to help another. So I think part of the process is giving yourself value, is saying to yourself that I count, I'm worth it, I am valuable, I love myself, and I cannot love anyone else or do anything for anyone else until I love me. And so you've got to take care of yourself first and learn to accept that. I do recommend meditation for that. When you're meditating, think of what's good about me. And sometimes we're very, very critical about ourselves. You'll look in the mirror and you'll say, that's not right or this is not right, but it's you. Think about people who have made it big time, like Barbara Streisand. You know, she was told to get her nose fixed. Well, she didn't. Good for her. She accepted herself as she was. And I think that's a big part of it. Accept you for you. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. God made you, somebody made you, and it's all good. So live with that. It's okay. And love you.
That is so, so important. And I know there are times when I don't love myself to take the time to meditate, you know? Even loving yourself enough to take the time for yourself to do the things for yourself that matter. And meditation is such a really, really great piece of wisdom to share with people, because that really gets you into the rest of everything that's going on. But even that sometimes is hard.
I agree. And I don't think you can be successful with any weight program until you have the mental set. It is your mind that will direct you, and it is your mind that will make a commitment, because until you make that commitment, until you decide to go ahead, it doesn't matter. I can tell you everything that's in my book is correct. You will have the knowledge. That's where the book shines. You know, you'll have the knowledge. This is how to do it. But I can't go into your mind and say, now you have to adjust your thinking or you have to change it in some way. The only thing I can do is guide a person and say, well, is there something stopping you from doing this? And some interesting things have happened in workshops that I've done. I'll give you one example. We have a meditation that we do where people visualize their body. And I ask them to lose 5 pounds and like take a butter cleaver and just go through their body and just get rid of that 5 pounds, and then think to themselves, well, how do I feel now that that 5 pounds is gone? Do I need to lose another 5 pounds? And if so, all right, let's do that again. There was a woman in my workshop, and she started to do that, and we got rid of the first 5 pounds, and then she got to the second, and she started crying. I had not dealt with anything like that before, and I don't like to do psychological counseling. It's not where I'm trained. And yet I knew this woman needed help. And I said to her, what's happening? What happened to you at that weight? Because we got her down to the weight that was very close to where she wanted to be. And she said, I lost my baby. And then I realized that she was hanging on to that weight all those years because she still wanted that baby. So things are sometimes buried very, very deep, and you fight yourself for something that you weren't even aware of. And I think that may be true in many cases, that you are holding on to the weight for some reason. And sometimes it's a psychological one. Sometimes it's a protective one. I know of at least one woman who said, well, I want to be fat because I want to keep men away. But not everybody is like that.
Oh, that is so powerful, really powerful. So when you find people decide that they really want to accept the path, what are some of the challenges that are most common that they find along the way? Because I know from personal experience, it's not instantaneous.
Patience is a virtue in this case, because I have unfortunately seen some people actually die from very fast weight loss programs. What happens is that if you're really overweight, the fat, it just starts to disappear and your gallbladder gets worked over big time, and you can have real problems. It really can backfire. You have to do things slowly, and you have to accept that it will be slow. So I think one of the challenges is just to get comfortable with the fact that, yes, you are on your way. You are going to get healthier. You are going to look better. You are going to lose the weight. Do the Dr. Ann magic hand eating plan. Use that hand. Maybe you'll lose 1 or 2 pounds a week. This depends on how overweight you are. But that's about right. You really shouldn't be doing more than that. And gradually get the exercise going and gradually do these things. I just don't want people to be too hard on themselves. Just know that you're doing the right thing for yourself. Go ahead and do it. And you can't make change, all these changes, all at one time. That in itself is stressful. And I think one of the other challenges that I've noticed with people who have gone through my program, it's like that little saying about, well, you're always fascinated by the new little shiny object on the beach. And sometimes people will be doing all the right things, but then some program comes along, lose 10 pounds in 1 week, and all you have to do is eliminate this food, that food, and buy some sort of a supplement. Maybe you'll do that, and maybe you'll lose the 10 pounds, but I always say, but then where are you? Are you going to live that way the rest of your life? No. So the challenge is to understand that whatever you do in terms of changing your lifestyle, of adopting a new program, a new way of eating, some exercise, this is lifetime. This is, you do this, you learn this, and you keep this in place for the rest of your life. So just make sure it's something you can live with. Make sure that the healthy foods that you're eating are foods that you like. Why would you tell someone to eat a cantaloupe for breakfast if they don't like cantaloupe? Find something you like. And the same with the exercises. And if you need to trial and testing, then no problem with that. We have to accept that sometimes things don't work out perfectly, but that's part of the deal. That's part of finding out. If you go to play tennis and you find out you hate tennis, then don't do it. I used to work in an office. Everybody in my office was a runner, and there was so much pressure on me. They said, oh, come running with me. Come running with me. I did do it. I hated it. So as I say, find what you enjoy doing. I enjoy walking. That's good enough for me.
I love that, appealing to the authenticity of your passion within yourself in order to make progress and to really live a full and joyful life is just such a wonderful, wonderful thing. So if people are really dedicated to the program, but they reach places where they kind of like have stumbling blocks along the way, in addition to patience, is there anything else that you would suggest that would really help them to be able to continue on if they're tempted to give up?
On the horse, you have to think back in your life. Were there times when I was ready to give up, or were there times when things didn't work out and then I just got back? I just did it again or took a time out and then went back. And on my program, when we have the workshops, we always ended up by saying every day is a new day. And that's how I feel. We're human, right? So we have to accept that. We're not perfect all the time. We try. And I'm not perfect either. I have some days where I goof up a little bit on my chits. I count my chits and I don't have a perfect, but I know the next day is a new day and I start out my new day. And on my program, you start out every day. We call them chits. They're palm portions. And so every day you get 15 chits and you stay within those 15 chits. And if so, for some reason you go over, well, you went over. So next day you start out with 15 chits again. So it's a matter of just understanding yourself and saying, okay, so tomorrow I start over. I do it again. And it might be helpful to think back of things that didn't work out for you or things that you wanted to do and it didn't happen, but then later on it did because you reapplied or you went back again to the situation and it worked out. So I say just get back on that horse.
I love that. So what do you hope readers will take away from your book?
I want them to find their own way. I want my readers to read the book and say, this makes sense. This is a practical program, and some people are disturbed by the fact that it's not precise. I've gotten feedback, but you know, everybody's palm is different. I say, well, that's exactly right. Everybody's different body size. So it's in proportion to your body size. And they worry that, well, it may not be exact. Well, it's okay. It's okay. It's still probably going to be less than what you've usually been eating. Anyone that goes to a restaurant knows that whatever is put on their plate, probably the main entree, a meat or chicken or fish, whatever it is going to be two palms. And so I say, cut that one in half, bring it home for a doggy bag. So you learn as you go along.
again, that's so powerful. I just think the book is so powerful from the standpoint of knowing what you can do for yourself once you decide that you're really valuable and worthy to do it. And you so fortify that in the book. So when you look at the world, and if you were to look at the book, I mean, you have a lot of other things that you've done in amazing ways within the medical community and your personal medical history of study and contribution. But if you look at the world and you're relating to this specific subject matter and your book, what would it look like to you if they made a change, almost like a legacy? What would that look like for Anne?
What I would love to see, because I feel that the American public and people in many other countries as well really have been misled. We have such a problem in this country with people not eating correctly. As a result, they become overweight. And we also have an obesity epidemic, and many other countries do as well. We're not the only country. I would like to see my program become a national platform. If I could just take out my magic wand and do it, that's what I would say. I said, everybody read my book. Everybody go through the practice pages. Get a program for yourself. Use my book as your springboard and create the diet that you are going to like to eat. But understand that you will be eating less, and understand that you will be eating more vegetables. And also agree that you will be exercising perhaps a little bit more than what you've been doing previously, and maybe introducing a new component to your life, which is meditation, which hopefully will give you the calm that you need to accept these other changes. Because changing habits, that's about one of the most difficult things. And I think one of the reasons I got into this, when you asked me earlier, is how did I get into this, was because I realized that changing a habit was probably one of the most difficult things for anyone to do behaviorally. And I wanted the challenge. I thought to myself, of all the things I could do in public health to improve somebody's life, well-being, happiness, this is the most difficult problem that I have ever seen. It is complicated. Losing weight, maintaining that weight loss, is about one of the most challenging problems that anyone could really have. I speak from a personal level. I share this problem with everybody. When people look at me, they say, oh, you never had a problem. Oh, yes, I did, but I won't tell you about it. When I was working a 9-to-5 job, I was putting on the pounds. I think I went from about 126 to 160. And I was carrying my weight because I'm tall, but I knew it wasn't right. I knew it was bad. And I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. So I was personally motivated. But I saw that I shared this problem with so many other people. And I am not naturally thin, but I look like I'm naturally thin. And I love it because people say to me, oh, you never had a problem. You don't understand. I do.
Oh, that is so fantastic. So I know that our listeners and readers will really want to learn more about what you do. They can find your book on Amazon, but is there a link where they could connect with you and tap into more of your wisdom?
Yes. Go to my website, www.drannne, that's DRANNE.org. And you will find links to my YouTube channel, to LinkedIn, and I think I may have a few other links on there. So that's a good way to reach me, and my email address is on there as well.
Beautiful, Dr. Anne. Thank you so much for being with us today and the generosity of sharing all of this great information today, as well as on your website. I hope everyone not only buys the book, goes to visit and pursues all the opportunities that are there to connect with you even further. So thank you again.
My pleasure.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.